And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of October, 2010. It's the birthday of the spy novelist who writes under the name John le Carré, born David Cornwell, in Poole, England, 1931, author of many novels, including The Spy Who Came in from the Cold. It's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962. After college, moved to London for a few months, but she fell in love with a British man she's never left, started writing historical novels, and her second book, Girl with a Pearl Earring, was a huge bestseller when it came out in 1999. She was inspired by a poster that she had bought when she was 19, a copy of the painting by Johannes Vermeer, Girl with a Pearl Earring. She imagined what life might have been for this young woman who ended up the subject of that painting and started the book right away, but she was pregnant, didn't want the book to get lost in her life as a new mother, so she researched it and she wrote the whole novel in just 8 months. And it's the birthday of Philip Pullman, born in Norwich, England, 1946. His father died in the Air Force when the boy was 7, was awarded a medal posthumously. The boy grew up thinking his father had been shot down and learned much later that his father died in a plane crash. He'd been dropping bombs on the Mau Maus in Kenya, who had no weapons that could shoot down a plane. Philip Pullman went to Oxford, got a job teaching English to middle schoolers, published a novel called The Haunted Storm, and then started writing children's literature. He wrote plays for his students to perform, and out of those plays came the books that launched his career, Count Karlstein, The Ruby in the Smoke. The books that really made him famous are a trilogy called His Dark Materials. The first book came out in this country in 1995, called The Golden Compass. The story of two children, Lyra and Will, who journey through shifting worlds, learning about a mysterious particle called dust that the church believes is the physical embodiment of original sin. His most recent book is The Good Man Jesus and The Scoundrel Christ. Philip Pullman, who said, "I've always written what I wanted to write. I have never considered the audience for one second, ever. It's none of their business what I write. Before publication, I am a despot." Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace entitled Obituary for Marty. Just once, you say, you'd like to see an obituary in which the deceased didn't succumb after a heroic struggle with cancer or heart disease or Alzheimer's or whatever it was that finally took him down. Just once, you say, couldn't the obit read, "He got sick and quit. He gave up the ghost. He put up no fight at all. Rolled over. Bailed out. Got out while the getting was good. Excused himself from life's feast." You're making a joke, and I laugh. Though you can't know, I'm considering exactly that. No radical prostatectomy for me, no matter what general practitioner and major oncologist may say. I think, let that walnut-sized pipsqueak have its way with me, that pebble in cancer's slingshot that brings dim Goliath down. So, old friend, before I go and take all the wide world with me, I want you to know I picked up the tip, I skipped the main course, I'm here in the punchline. Old friend, the joke's on me. Obituary, a poem by Ronald Wallace, from his collection For a Limited Time Only, published by University of Pittsburgh Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.